Chapter 3, Mishnah 3, Haya Rosh Tur Yarak Nichnas Lesoich Sedair Yarak Acher. If you have the point of a vegetable field entering into a different vegetable field, Mutter, that is permitted, Mimnash Yunirak Sof Sedair, because it is appears like the edge of a field. So we've actually done this before, but we did this with a grain field. Now he's saying the same thing applies to a vegetable field. That wedge shape, that corner, if it goes into another field, so that is fine. Yeah, that was that picture over there, but that was with grain. That was barley and wheat. Now he's saying that same law applies with vegetables. Yarak, if he has a field and it is sown with different vegetable, with one vegetable. And now he wants to plant in it one row of a different vegetable, just one row. So it's not, now it doesn't have the halacha of two different fields. It's just one field with one row. How does he have to do it? So three opinions the Mishnah is going to bring. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ad she'atelem mefulash merosh hasade va'ad roisho. He said, what you have to do is you have to plant this row all the way from the one side of the field to the other side of the field. And then the only spacing it needs to have from the other vegetables is the furrow created by the plow. Quite thin, because it goes from one side to the other side and it's only one row. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, it doesn't have to go from one side of the field to the other side of the field, says Rabbi Akiva. It just has to be at least 6 handbreadths long. If it's 6 handbreadths long and it's separated by a furrow, the width of a furrow, so that is fine. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, third opinion, Reichav Kimula Reichav HaParsa. He says that, says Rabbi Yehuda, the width of the sole of a foot. So the width of a person's foot is what it needs to be separated from the vegetables next to it. And in terms of the length, the Mishnah doesn't say anything. The Karti brings that he holds the same 6 handbreadths like Rabbi Akiva. That's what he holds. So three different opinions. If you want to plant this row, how can you do it? How do you have to do it so that it doesn't have the appearance of kilayim?